The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in its house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. While the gospel today is great, the words of St. Paul really stood out. This letter to the Corinthians is just packed with spiritual truths. So yesterday it begins and it says of God. Now these are eternal truths. He's the Father of all compassion and the God of all consolation. And he begins today by saying God is faithful. My brothers and sisters, if we just took that truth with us today and reminded us of ourselves all day long, God is faithful. He's faithful. It would transform our entire day. Right? We're supposed to live in these spiritual truths. And why can he say God's faithful? Because he fulfills his promises. And what are the promises he's referring to? He says he securely establishes us in Christ. Right? On the day of our baptism, we receive that firm foundation. And it's more firm than anything else in the world. Nothing can take it away except by our own choice. Right? Not flood or famine or fire or persecution, not even death itself, unless we choose not to remain in Christ. We're given this on the day of our baptism, and what happens? We are, St. Paul says, anointed. And when a person is anointed, there's a twofold effect. The first is a commission. Right? Someone is anointed because they have a mission to fulfill. So he anoints us and gives us the grace to fulfill our mission. And then Paul says he seals us with the seal of the Holy Spirit. Right? He covers us so that we will be protected. Right? So that we have an armor. This is why on the day of a baptism, a priest says a prayer of exorcism. That if there is anything not of God in this person, that it's cast out so that that individual can be sealed. I remember on the time I attended an exorcism in San Jose, when the demon was cast out, the priest said something that struck me profoundly. He said, "I now seal with the seal of the Holy Spirit any entryways and exit points that this demon has used." Right? This person allowed themselves, they consented in some way. Right? They broke the seal that God had given. So I am resealing them so that nothing can re-enter. And he closes with this. St. Paul closes with this. He says, with that seal, he gives us the Spirit in our hearts as a first installment. So if you said two truths to yourself all throughout this day, God is faithful and the Holy Spirit is in my heart, you'd have a tremendously awesome day today. The Holy Spirit's in our hearts as a first installment through baptism. If that's a first installment, that means it's one of many. My brothers and sisters, God is generous. We ought to say to him every day, "Lord, I want a new installment of the Holy Spirit. I want to abound with your Spirit." And my brothers and sisters, every time we receive the Eucharist, it's a new installment. So he gives us this pledge, the first fruits, these first gifts of the Holy Spirit. I think God wants to pour out his gifts in a way like never before since the early church. And actually in the last year, with everything I've seen and read about, I think that's happening. Because sin abounds in this world like never before, in my opinion, at least since the foundation of the church. And so with the sin abounding, grace abounds all the more. And so my brothers and sisters, if we're open to the Holy Spirit, he will flood us with the Holy Spirit. I close with these words that our Lord spoke to St. Faustina. He said, "My grace is never lost. If the soul for whom it is intended does not accept it, another soul receives it." My brothers and sisters, let us be those souls so open to the Holy Spirit that when someone else refuses His grace, we will take it and glorify God with it.